This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. A bill moving through the Colorado legislature would authorize local governments to adopt electronic ballot return, allowing voters in municipal and special district elections to submit marked ballots over the internet. The proposal has drawn opposition from election integrity advocates, who point to a broad consensus among federal cybersecurity agencies that the technology cannot be adequately secured. Former Colorado State Senator Kevin Lundberg called Senate Bill 26-119 a little bit of a sleeper during a March 3 appearance on The Kim Monson Show, warning that authorizing electronic ballot return for local elections could pave the way for full online voting statewide. Once they authorize it for these elections, then the next logical step is, well, why are we mailing out ballots in the first place? Lundberg said, let's just let everybody vote online. What the bill would change? Introduced February 20 by Senator Kyle Mulica, Democrat, Representative Michael Carter, Democrat, and Representative Megan LaKenz, Democrat, Senate Bill 26-119 amends both the Colorado Local Government Election Code and the Colorado Municipal Election Code of 1965. The bill would allow special districts and municipalities to let voters return marked ballots through a qualified electronic transmission system, rather than by mail or at a drop box. Under the bill, the electronic system must provide secure identification and authentication, transmit encrypted information over a secure network, protect the privacy and integrity of each ballot, and guard against abuse. The designated election official would be responsible for anonymously transcribing electronic ballot returns to paper ballots, which would then be counted and secured like any other ballot. The Secretary of State would publish guidance and could adopt additional rules. The bill has been assigned to the Senate State, Veterans, and Military Affairs Committee. All three sponsors are Democrats. Federal agencies have called electronic ballot return high risk. Electronic ballot return is not a new concept. Verified Voting, a nonpartisan organization that describes its mission as working to strengthen democracy for all voters, defines the practice as returning a voted ballot over the internet, including via mobile apps, email, fax, or via a website. The organization categorizes all such methods as internet voting. Multiple federal agencies have studied the technology and reached similar conclusions. In the lead-up to the 2020 and 2024 general elections, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, the Election Assistance Commission, the FBI, and the National Institute of Standards and Technology jointly warned states that electronic ballot return creates significant security risks and called it high risk. The National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine stated in its 2018 consensus report, Securing the Vote, that the internet should not be used for the return of marked ballots, and that internet voting should not be used in the future until and unless very robust guarantees of security and verifiability are developed and in place. The National Institute of Standards and Technology has conducted extensive research on electronic voting for military and overseas voters. NIST's 2011 report concluded that internet voting systems cannot currently be audited with a comparable level of confidence, as polling place systems, that malware on voters' personal computers poses a serious threat to the secrecy or integrity of voters' ballots, and that the United States currently lacks a public infrastructure for secure electronic voter authentication. Among the specific vulnerabilities, verified voting identifies forged voter credentials, malware that can modify votes undetectably, denial of service attacks, server penetration, spoofing that directs voters to fake websites, and automated vote buying schemes. Unlike banking or e-commerce transactions, which are designed to be traceable to individuals, a voting system must keep ballots both verifiable and anonymous, a combination that no current internet technology can guarantee. The UOKavu precedent, Colorado already permits electronic ballot return for one category of voter. Under the Federal Uniformed and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act, military personnel and citizens living abroad can return marked ballots electronically. The county then transcribes the electronic record to a paper ballot, which is counted on the voter's behalf. Lundberg, who served in the Colorado Senate from 2009 to 2019, said the existing Uokavu system demonstrates why expanding electronic ballot return is dangerous. That system is completely corrupted, Lundberg said. I have no confidence whatsoever in the accuracy of Uokavu votes, not the voters. I think the voters are probably voting the way they think they're voting, but their data doesn't get transmitted to the counties. Lundberg said he has solid evidence of it being just completely bizarre results from Douglas County from the 2020 election, and that he discussed the issue with Douglas Frank, an Ohio scientist who has made claims about election irregularities in multiple states. Lundberg did not provide specific evidence during the broadcast, and no publicly available documentation of Uokavu irregularities in Douglas County's 2020 results was found during research for this article. The broader security concern, however, is well documented. NIST's research has identified unresolved computer security and voting technology issues around endpoint security, voter authentication, and ballot auditability in Uokavu electronic voting. A third-party vendor typically operates the electronic transmission system, adding supply chain security concerns that Lundberg described as a bizarre mess. Security provisions and their limits. Senate Bill 26-119's requirements that the electronic system provide encryption, authentication, and ballot integrity protections mirror language already present in Uokavu voting frameworks. Lundberg read the bill's security provisions on air and acknowledged they sound like, well, it's very secure. Well, the problem is, with Uokavu, it's not, Lundberg said, and I don't see any effort to change or fix that process. Critics of electronic ballot return note that the bill's security mandates describe outcomes rather than specific technical standards. There are currently no federal standards, testing procedures, or certification requirements for internet voting systems, according to Verify Voting. The organization warns that vendors of online election systems have a strong interest in selling their products and consistently downplay the inherent risks of internet voting through marketing and lobbying. Even the bill's requirement that electronic ballots be transcribed to paper does not fully address auditability concerns. As Verified Voting notes, when a voter never interacts with the printed copy, that printout cannot reliably document voter intent, making a meaningful audit impossible. What happens next? The bill awaits a hearing in the Senate State, Veterans, and Military Affairs Committee. If passed, it would give individual municipalities and special districts the authority to adopt electronic ballot return, though none would be required to do so. The proposal arrives in a state that has steadily expanded alternatives to in-person voting. Colorado adopted universal mail-in balloting in 2013 under House Bill 13-1303, becoming the third state to do so. Every registered voter currently receives a paper ballot, and the state uses a signature verification process for authentication. Lundberg framed Senate Bill 26-119 as a next dangerous step that goes above and beyond the mail-in ballot, arguing that authorizing electronic ballot return for low-turnout local elections would build the case for expanding it to all Colorado elections. And now, Kim's perspective. Colorado passed mail-in voting in 2013, and instead of moving toward more secure elections with in-person paper ballots, our state government wants to take us further in the opposite direction. Senate Bill 26-119 would let municipalities and special districts authorize voters to return their ballots over the internet. Federal agencies, including the Department of Homeland Security and NIST, have studied this technology and concluded it cannot be secured with current tools. Yet Colorado legislators are pushing ahead anyway, starting with the low turnout local elections most voters do not pay attention to. This is exactly how bad policy gets normalized, quietly, in small steps, until it becomes the standard for every election in the state. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.